Whoa. AmITheJerk1310@gmail.com is where you send in those scenarios, just like this lovely P1 did. My work has a social media manager, and it is his job to film content and post it on our company's socials accounts in order to promote the company. I hate being on camera. And every time he wants to film an interview or bit with me, I have to tell him no or come up with an excuse for why I can't. Am I the jerk for not wanting to be filmed and posted online? I do feel kind of bad because I know he's just trying to do his job. Is this P1 a jerk for shooing away the guy that's trying to do his job to promote the company on their socials?
That's interesting.
I don't think so. Like, if you don't want to be part of the content, then you're probably not going to be that great content anyway. So, like, maybe we sit this one out.
I guess I'm wondering what his title is.
And I wonder how many other employees do they have that could contribute to promoting the company on social media? If it's a really small company, then it may be one of those things, hey, man, we got to do this. Like, that's his job. He's being told we need this.
We have to get everyone involved. You don't know exactly what group he's in or what he does, because maybe he needs to kind of be at the forefront and be put out there.
Right.
That would make it a lot different if he's like the general manager of this company or whatever, and he sneaks off to the bathroom every time the video guy comes around.
It's hard to know if he's the jerk or not without a little bit more information on this.
I lean to no, because some people just don't like being on camera. It makes them feel very awkward. They don't like it. It's uncomfortable. And, you know, I don't think we can legally make people be in promotional
videos.
No,
that's true. It's, if you're not really comfortable with it, that's kind of tough to ask someone, because you'll film something and go, man, he doesn't look comfortable at all. And you probably won't even use it.
Right.
Because it doesn't look
good.
Why
do you keep going back to the guy that doesn't want to be on there? But again, that's why I wonder, is it a 3-person company? I mean,
right.
Or is it 78 people? And I mean, go to the other 70 some odd people.
All right. Dearest Jerky Boys, my wife and I were at a casual dining restaurant the other night. Not Bob's Steak and Chop House, mind you, but not McDonald's either. A mom and dad with 2 kids ages around 3 or 5. A mom and dad with 2 kids ages around 3 to 5. They walk in. They basically let the kids run wild, climbing chairs, jumping up and down in the booth, playing chase, squealing loudly, etc. I could tell that the other diners were getting as irritated as I was. We were making eye contact and all thinking the same thing. Do I say something to the parents at the risk of getting into a confrontation? What is your advice on how not to be a jerk in that scenario? Love you.
I think you can, because that should be the restaurant's responsibility to me, where you...
to say something.
Right. You ask your waiter, hey, you see these kids over here? Can you tell the manager maybe to go over there? And if the manager doesn't want to do it, then I have no problem walking over going, look, I have a kid. They don't do this crap. Because you know what the first thing is, oh, you don't have children. You don't understand. Actually, I do. So I actually don't understand how you let your kids do this crap.
But that's never going to be received well.
And then it's...
Exactly. You're going to pull your butter knife
out. No, but at some point,
jab it into their jugular.
All of a sudden, a food fight breaks out. I kind of want to be a part of at least once in my life.
I tried to start one in elementary school, and I just had to clean up the cafeteria.
A food fight?
Yeah, I swear to catch up.
Have you been involved in a food fight before?
Yeah, but it was a theater thing, so it wasn't, I don't think, as super impromptu, because we knew it was going to happen. That makes sense. Theater kids are weird.
Yeah, what all the theater dorks get around and
playing
to throw potatoes at each other.
Kind of that type of thing.
But you could just stone someone with M&Ms.
Oh, yeah. Bing. Yeah, no, I had a packet of ketchup that I just was like, hey, look at this, and just squirted.
Such a bad kid.
Yeah, it wasn't good. I also flicked some corn at this other kid.
Yeah.
Like, I got in trouble twice for that.
I wanted to throw like mashed potatoes or something at someone.
You want something that'll stick.
Yeah.
I went through something because I did a year of college at Howard Payne University in Brownwood before I transferred to Texas State. And they had something that you didn't have to do it, but it was kind of encouraged. It's called the gauntlet. And it was, I think, about 50 yards of you crawled through muck, and the upperclassmen could throw whatever food and anything at you while you crawled through it, and they could shove lard on you and squirt you with mustard and ketchup and dump ice cream on you and stuff like that.
And you did this?
Yeah, I did it.
Hot dog?
So it's like an initiation or something?
Yeah.
And then you left a year later?
Yeah. Well, my buddy, we were the same. Like, we graduated high school the same, but he went there as a freshman. A couple of my very best friends to this day. And so I went and visited him. I was like, oh, this would be great. So I go, and it's called the Days of Pain, and it's a week-long thing where somebody who's ahead of you, because they had been there 2 years, and it was my first year there. Anyway, so, yeah.
It's kind of like fraternity connected, no. Just at the school?
Yeah, just something you could do for fun, and like they would set out, every day they set out an outfit that I had to wear, whatever they chose, and then you went through this thing called the gauntlet. It was insane. Like, I ended up throwing up in the middle of it, and a bunch of people did. And you're just crawling through all this stuff, and I went back and did it again, and they're like, oh my God, he's coming through again! Because I heard that, like, nobody had ever gone through it, like, two or three times or something, so I went through it four times.
So you're crawling through, like, everybody's...
Like Shawshank, like Tim Robbins?
Yeah, all kinds of stuff.
500 yards.
All kinds of stuff. It was intense. Weavings. Wasn't 500 yards. It was maybe 50 yards. Maybe.
But still, you didn't know the contents of the muck you were crawling through.
I didn't care. I mean, once you go through it once, what difference does it make?
A lot.
So
yeah, if you threw up halfway through it, it probably makes a huge difference.
Yeah, but you've already gone through it. So again, going through it again.
Seems like it's twice as bad.
Okay. Well.
So circling back to
the kids at the
situation, right.
So this is actually, am I the jerk? I do think in that, if it's that bad, you should ask to talk to the manager and be like, can we please say something to that family and get this under control? Cause if patrons are looking at each other going, what's going on? They're aware of it. So it should have been handled by the restaurant.
Yes. I think you're right. I don't think anyone would feel like a jerk to ask a manager or a waiter to see if they get, especially if it's really getting out of hand.
Right.
Like if they're kind of talking loudly at the booth or the table, I don't think there's anything you can or should do about that.
Right. And I do have an understanding.
Running around and squealing and playing chase. Right. That's one of those things to where if they have both parents there, definitely should be controlled a bit.
Especially if it's like a slightly nicer place. Like if it's a, right. Not a place where they're like playing loud music and that's kind of the accepted thing where it's right. Almost like family dining. Then yeah, we need to get that under control. And I would think that the restaurant would also want that.
Right.
Because like eventually somebody's gonna go in there and be like, hey, if you don't take care of this, I'm leaving and you see all this food on my table, I'm not paying for it.
And the waiters have got to be paying attention to be like, man, this is out of control. Telling your managers, hey, you need to say something to these people.
Because they're going to lose money in that situation,
right. Yep.
too.
Yep. And I think that would be the first step is the restaurant would even acknowledge what's going on. Especially, like you said, a nicer place that's happening. All right. Good morning.
Good morning.
I was at a Rangers game last night and yelled at Leody Taveras all night for a ball like I always do. As soon as I looked away, he pointed at me and threw the ball, according to witnesses. I fell over the chair in front of me, insert many beers here, trying to reach up for it. And my brother caught it. Am I the jerk for being mad that I didn't get the ball? Or should I just be happy that my brother caught it? I feel like a jerk. P.S. My brother's going to give the ball to my daughter. She is a huge Rangers fan, specifically Adolis Garcia.
So mini beers, like tiny beers, or like a bunch of them?
A bunch of them.
Oh, okay.
Many. M-A-N-Y.
Thank you.
Yeah, he's the jerk.
Because if he's consuming the alcohol, that means you're an adult. Begging a major league player for a ball.
And he was going to give the ball probably to his daughter anyway. Probably. He's just mad he didn't catch it.
Because that's the way baseball goes.
The way baseball goes.
If you're going to be pestering a player for a ball, you got to pay attention the whole time. You can't turn your back on that. Because at some point he may be like, all right, here you go.
Boy, that's some of my most formative memories is Wando in right field and the kids gathered around trying to get a ball and you just try to push your way to the front and hope you get lucky and that some adult behind you doesn't just put their glove in front of your face and snag a ball from you.
I remember this was opening day many years ago when we went and my brother was with me and we're yelling in the outfield. They were playing Milwaukee and my brother's like, hey, can I have a ball? Give me a ball. He's like, Chris. Chris goes, I pay your salary. Give me a ball.
Oh, and
the guy looks up at him and I go, I'm sorry, sir. He's an a-hole. We apologize. And the guy goes, oh, you. And throws me a ball. And it was awesome. And I was like, yeah.
That's awesome.
How old were you?
I was probably, cause I drove there, so I must have been like 16 and Chris was probably 13 or 14. So.
What did paid his salary?
Yeah, where do you think baseball salaries come from? Tax dollars?
Like Cracker
we
Jack?
Pay your salary.
Well, cause we had the tickets, I guess.
Oh,
I don't
you
know.
Bought, you bought your $10 tickets and you think know, that's going to help pay the salary?
Awesome. It was, I still have that baseball and he probably forgot that story, but it was. I was like, ha, see, be nice to people.
Yeah, I've never.
Like my mom always said, you catch more flies with honey than you do with vinegar.
Catch more fly balls with honey than you do with vinegar.
I guess it comes to a point to where I don't think the age I am right now, I'm going to yell at anyone for a ball.
No.
And I probably passed that when I was.
I wouldn't.
12?
Okay.
Really?
13?
All right. Not me.
Yeah, no.
Maybe?
We did in college. Like, we would go out to Ranger definitely. Games. Oh,
okay.
Especially sitting in the bleachers.
I used to have this fascination with getting a professional athlete to acknowledge me.
Yeah.
But we would always say really, like, positive things. And you're like, we love you! We love you! Like, over and over until they, like, tip the hat. You're like, yeah.
Dude, one of my favorite baseball memories is Jimmy Gobble just giving me a nod. As I said, hey, good game last night, buddy. I was like 12. I don't know. And he just gave me the little
head
nod.
That's a great
awesome.
Ace to have that acknowledged.
Yeah.
But,
I mean, I got Phil Mickelson to high-five me once at the Colonial. He's walking from a green to a tee box, and I was right there. And it was after he won his first Masters. And he's walking by. I go, hey, Phil, you look good in green. And he goes, thank you. And high-fives me.
Why are you yelling your foot from me?
like, what are we doing?
That's awesome.
This is such
who cares?
We are idiots as human beings. And I love it. I wouldn't have it any other way.
Mr. Phil, you look so good in green.
No, but I was like exuberant.
I love you.
Over the top.
I love you.
I remember the golfer Fred Funk?
Oh, of course.
Well, he was in the middle of the fairway and I'm not too far away and he pulls out something he's eating. I go, hey, Fred, what's for snack or whatever? And he goes, tuna sandwich. I go, I love tuna. You know, like, why?
I love tuna.
A grown man doing this.
I was in my early 20s.
A grown man.
Debatable.
Golly, dude. That's remarkable. All right, that's Am I the Jerk for this week. And, a little bit, right?
Yeah, the ball guy is, you got to let it go.
Yeah, got to let it go.